is a Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with Glenn Doble for the next two solid hours. And you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Doble today, 1210 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 410 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 610 to 7 p.m. on this station. Also, don't forget, this is where I'll be tonight. It's the Big Ice Cream Social at the Marion Salem United Methodist Church, the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. The address to be exact, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. In and outside seating are available. It is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, homemade noodles, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, coffee, tea, cold drinks, and carryout is available if you'd rather get it and go. So that's pretty good. Glenn, you going to the ice cream social?
I've been to 4,387 ice cream socials, being a minister's kid, so no.
But I like the ice cream social idea.
Yeah, I
because
do.
They're, you know, it's right in the title, social.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be social at these things.
Well, you don't have to.
There are people, carry out, you're right.
And there are people who sit in the corner and eat their food and then sneak out, but...
Well, it's my understanding this is a... the ice cream's homemade.
Yeah, that's always the best.
So I'm going to be there tonight.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, there was a whole episode yesterday. Did you know yesterday was National French Friday?
I did not. I missed that.
Well, here's what happened.
They didn't have that on MSNBC.
Didn't put that on there. They didn't run a ban. I wish they did. It would be so much more interesting than a lot of the stuff these news channels
right.
run.
Yeah.
Get somebody on there to talk about French fries.
My wife and I have quit watching very much news because it's all the same thing.
Oh, every half hour. They just rerun the same thing.
Yep.
But in any event, so here's the deal. I said yesterday, because Michelle told me it was National French Fry Day working owning Stewart's. And I said to her, okay, I'm going to be over tonight at 7:30, and I want a bucket of fries for free. Because it's National French Fry Day.
Well, for free.
For free, sure. And I never heard back from her. So I thought, well, this must have went down the drain. So first thing this morning, I get a message from her going, well, what happened to you yesterday? Now, see, that's not right. She didn't want to give me the fries.
And then she wanted to make you feel guilty because
that's
you
right,
didn't
that
show.
I didn't show up to get the free fries. You know, that's
good
terrible.
Good girl, Michelle.
Well, you know, people are like that. Yeah. But I'll go to the ice cream social tonight, and let's see, what will I have?
They now, won't have ice cream tonight for you.
Well, I like the chicken sandwiches.
Oh, I love the chicken sandwiches.
I will probably go for the chicken sandwiches over the hot dogs. You know, I'm not a big fan of noodles. I like baked beans. Coleslaw probably over potato salad. I like pie better than cake. And maybe some cold drinks.
I have friends that would eat all of it.
Well, it's good because then you get the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. We used to have our ice cream social. I remember the most was right at the corner of LaPorte and Colfax in South Bend, Indiana. That's where the St. Paul's Methodist Church is. And they would put the tables out on the sidewalk if it was nice weather. And it was usually beautiful because it was in August. And we just jam the sidewalks with people. People love it doing it.
Well, and it went on for a long, long time in communities, and then something happened. I don't know
people
what happened.
People ceased to be social.
Well, I don't know. Is that what happened, or did people just see that as, I don't need to do this anymore?
Well, it's communist.
It didn't become a communist thing?
I think so.
Communism came in and took care of that. I don't know. It's just a different world in a lot of ways. And I guess that's the way it goes.
Now I can hear you. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you there for a minute.
Well, it's a strange thing to me. Now, what do you make about this $400 obituary? We started off the morning with Bob. Our friend Bob out there called in, said he couldn't get the obituary in the Marion Star because it cost $400. Now, I don't know what it costs, so I can't speak directly to it, but that's a lot of dough.
They charge you by line, or at least the ones I've had to help put in. My mother passed away, and we put an obituary in the South Bend Tribune, which is, South Bend's about, I don't know, twice the size, three times the size of Marion. So they probably had, and back then, they probably had a pretty good circulation. And it cost us $700, and it was fairly long. So, and they charged us by the inch. Just like if you want to put an ad in, it was cheaper than an ad.
Wouldn't you think that would be a public service, though?
You would think so, yeah.
An obituary.
Radio stations were required to do things like that, or still are.
Well, see, this is the whole thing. I don't know why there is I mean, they're there, so, you know, it's the way it is. But why does the federal government have a hand in broadcasting but not a hand in print?
That's a good question. I hadn't even thought about it until just now. They probably do have some sort of hand in print, like libel laws and slander laws.
Which are very hard to do.
Yeah, they are. You really have to call somebody the devil incarnate and prove it before they
get. You got to prove it. That's right, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you got to prove that they damaged you. The burden's on you.
Yeah.
In a libel case, you've got to prove that they damaged you.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do.
It certainly is. Yeah. I don't know. It does seem odd, and there are a lot of other rules about radio, and I'm sure television, that newspaper hasn't had to contend with.
I don't know how that all came to be. I don't know if that had something to do with stations not overlapping when everything was on the air.
I don't know. I think they found out early in the electronic media life that radio and television tended to sway people more than the written word. Not that the written word doesn't sway people, but people tend, if they're listening in their car, they can listen in their car and not have to have a paper in front of their face and read every word.
Well, but, I mean, there are many radio and television personalities. There's not a newspaper personality.
Yeah, there are a few, but, yeah.
I don't know. I would... Who?
Right now, I don't know of any now.
Right. I mean, the ones that I can think of only became personalities when they went on radio and television. Like Dear Abby and Ann Landers, nobody paid them much attention until they ended up on television. Then they became personalities.
There were certain people that wrote for the Chicago Tribune, which my father read, that my father kind of idolized. But that was way back. That was back in the 50s and 40s.
But would you have known who they were if you saw them?
Most of them had their picture. If they were that, you know, if they were a columnist, you know what I mean. If they were one of those, they had their picture next to their byline. If they were successful.
I just wonder why that doesn't happen. I mean, if you can put your picture in, if you can put your name in, why don't you become a personality in a newspaper?
Because people, I think on television, especially on television, you can look in the person's eyes and see if they're telling the truth. You can look in their eyes. You may not know whether they're telling the truth, but you think you do. And you can see them smile, and you can see their animations and stuff like that in their face. Whereas if it's just a picture in the newspaper, it's just a one-dimensional cold ink on paper thing.
Well, and newspapers have always felt the brunt of broadcasting. Because broadcasting is immediate.
Yeah.
You know, I need to mention, by the way, speaking of immediacy.
Yes, sir.
We did get a call this morning that the 309 ramp next to Harding High School was closed when I got this report filed this morning. It was probably about 9 o'clock this call came in. The 309 ramp next to Harding High School was closed at that time, looked to be due to an accident, although we do not have an update on this yet. It was the ramp to get on 23. That was shut down at that point. So right there, the ramp to 309, off of 309, there at Harding High School to get
coming
on 23.
Off. Coming off, not going on to...
Getting on was the one that was, closed. I don't know about the one getting off, but apparently there was some kind of accident there. There was a car in the grass, and we don't have anything official at this point, but the call was reliable, and those were the details.
So you'd have to slide up, Forest Lawn, and then go across 95 and get on, if that's...
Or back to Williamsport.
Yeah.
By the way, if anybody has any report on this, let me know. If you're over there, that's a busy, busy street over by Harding High School. 740-383-9944. What's going over on 309 by the Harding High School?
Well,
the 23 ramp.
No school, right?
No school right now. No. 740-383-9944. And this must have happened sometime before 9 o'clock this morning, because that's when the call came in. So give us a buzz if you know what's going on. 740-383-9944. Now, we've got so many tickets to give away. I thought we'd give away something, but we don't have any trivia questions. So they're going to have to be things you and I think of.
I have some out in the car.
Like, what are they?
I don't know. I'll have to go look.
Well, I think this will be good, though.
It'll be summer trivia.
Don't you think you and I could come up with some trivia questions?
I'm not very smart.
Well, let's see what happens here. Well, here's what we'll do. I'm going to write down all the winners. And each hour, we're going to give away something. Either a pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Zoo or Zumbezi Bay. Each hour, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. But now, let's pick a subject. So we have to come up with questions in that bailiwick.
Summer fun.
Questions about summer?
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know, you could ask things about where's the biggest swimming hole around.
But we don't know that, do we? We have to know the answers.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we better pick a subject.
I thought you would know it.
No, you know what, I'll tell you a good one with the presidential trivia.
Okay.
You could do some of that, couldn't you?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Well, what's a subject you know something about?
Basketball.
Basketball. Sports trivia.
No, I don't really know. I hate... when I was in that business, I hated knowing all those trivial facts.
Well, you watch all these news shows at night. You got to have something there.
Yeah.
Like you say, who's the host of blah, blah, blah.
I never remember people's names. My wife said, she'll always say to me, well, where did you hear that stupid thing? And, you know, that guy that has the curly hair and she doesn't know that.
Do you have any hobbies?
Sailing.
Sailing.
I can tell you all the parts of a sailboat.
Do you have a boat?
No, not anymore.
What a hobby. What a hobby. Here we go. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
I just want to know if Glenn got a puppy.
I did.
Well, tell us about that. I'll listen.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Well, let me know when you're done, and I'll... come back to consciousness.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could be, no, it will be short and sweet. Buddy is a 3-year-old Yorkie mix. He weighs 9 pounds. He's just as sweet as can be. He doesn't bite. He does growl a little bit when he doesn't know what's going on.
How do you know he doesn't bite?
Well, he has
You'll find out one day when the mailman shows up.
No, I took him over to my next door neighbor, and he ran over and started licking his hand, so I don't think he bites. He did try to bite me last night, though, because I picked him up wrong. But I grabbed him by the waist, and I must have pinched his side or something. But Buddy is, like I said, 9 pounds, Yorkie mix, and he loves to go outside and run around. And he does all his business outside like he's supposed to. he's been completely trained because we got him after, apparently his original parents, or the lady that owned him, got a bad illness and just decided she couldn't take care of him. So we got lucky. And we got, you might have been called on it. I used you as one of my references.
Oh, maybe. I have to check my messages when I get home.
There you go.
Go ahead and tell them what you really do with these dogs.
Oh, he's brown, gray, and black, like a lot of Yorkies are. And he stands about 6 inches tall to the top of his shoulders. He's really tiny.
I have found some trivia.
Okay.
Okay, it's Ohio trivia.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the nickname of a place, and you tell me what I'm talking about.
I'm good at nicknames.
Okay, well, it's not for you.
Well, I'm good at team nicknames.
Well, here's the telephone number, 740-383-9944. This is the Rubber City of the World, home of the Soapbox Derby. What place is that?
I know the answer.
All right, 740-383-9944. The Rubber City of the World, home of the Soapbox Derby. Now, you call us at 740-383-9944 with the correct answer, and we will put your name down.
Did you ever make one?
You know, I was... Oh, I'm interested in somebody who's got the answer here of the Soapbox Derby question. Go ahead, caller.
That's Akron, Ohio.
That is a winner.
All right, Ralph, we got you in.
Okay.
Thank you. Ralph's in the competition. He could win now. Okay, number two. The Gem City, birthplace of aviation, high school reunion capital of the U.S. Why is it the high school reunion capital?
Yeah. Holy crud.
What is that?
I don't know.
The Gem City.
I know what the Gem City is.
Why, you could probably get this because of the birthplace of aviation. Hmm. But why is it the high school reunion capital of the whole U.S.?
Because nobody outside of that area graduates from high school.
I don't know. That's odd. Well, it's in this book.
I got one for you, too, when you need one.
When we go through all these?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody know what the Gem City is, the birthplace of aviation, the high school reunion capital of the United States?
I take it that phone call was somebody that was calling.
Probably from the delay. 740-383-9944. And again, at 11 o'clock, we will draw a winner here, get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds. All right, that delay has picked up. You always have to wait that 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Is that Kitty Hawk?
Not Kitty Hawk. Thank you.
Okay.
Not Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk's in North Carolina, I believe. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Okay. I'll go with it.
Okay.
Remember, we're looking for the Gem City.
Does that make me
the
a
birthplace
winner?
Of aviation? No, you're not a winner. Sorry. You and Dr. Feynman aren't eligible. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Dayton?
Dayton, you have got it. Is this Trish?
Yes, it is.
You're in, Trish. Thank you. Our
Excellent.
Friend Trish is very good at trivia.
Yeah, she's good at a lot of these answers. She's called on my show several times.
All right, we got Dayton. But why is it the high school reunion capital of the U.S.?
I don't know.
That's weird. Somebody look that up and figure that out. Why is Dayton the high school reunion capital of the U.S.?
I had the weirdest situation happen in Dayton. I was on some sort of medicine that didn't go well with wine, and I was going to be on TV because we had a basketball game going on, and my wife watched my interview and said, you had no idea where you were.
Yeah, That's never good.
I got in deep trouble.
here comes number three. And you wonder why she won't look. You're ruining the family name on television like that. What are you doing? Okay. Porkopolis. Queen City of the West. City of Seven Hills. The Paris of America. The Blue Chip City. Boy, it's got a lot of nicknames.
Some of them, and I know which one it is, but some of them I wouldn't agree with.
Well, the Paris of America?
Yeah, that's the one I wouldn't agree with.
Real Porkopolis.
And I had no idea.
Why is it that? Porkopolis. Well, what is that? There's a lot of them for this one. Porkopolis, Queen City of the West, City of Seven Hills, Paris of America, the Blue Chip City. 740-383-9944. You can get in with Ralph and Trish on this competition.
I thought Marion was the Blue Chip City.
No, we're the popcorn capital of the world with no popcorn.
Yeah, and not even the home place of Orville Redenbacher.
No. He died in a hot tub, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did die in a hot tub at 84.
What was he doing?
I was embarrassed to ask.
But see, it sounds to me like you know what Orville was doing in that hot tub.
I do not. I plead the fifth.
You have a guess?
I have a guess.
What do you think he was doing?
I think he was probably playing with his rubber ducky.
Well, was there a friend with him?
I don't know.
Boy, I'll tell you. If we thought that old bow tie wearing clean cut over Orville Red
Yeah,
Locker,
he was a parishioner of my dad's church.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did you find him charismatic in any way?
Until I started seeing him on television on the commercials, I forgot I even knew him. I knew his partner much better, Mr. Bowman, because I dated Mr. Bowman's daughter. So,
well, why do you think he got such attention?
Because he was kind of an odd-looking guy with the bow tie and kind of funny.
Sort
of. In kind of a very dry sense, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was no Dave Thomas.
Okay.
Nobody knows the Porkopolis, the Queen City of the West, the City of Seven Hills, the Paris of America, the Blue Chip City. This place all goes by those titles.
I'm trying to think if there's an Eiffel Tower in that city.
740-383-9944. Where is that? 740-383-9944. Do you really want to be called Porkopolis?
I don't.
No, that's a bad title. Now, again, these are Ohio cities, I guess you would say. And at the end of this hour, we're going to draw a winner, and you can win a chance. You can go to the zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the wilds. We'll pull something out, a pair of tickets
cool.
for you.
Yeah.
Ralph and Trish are in so far, but nobody's got this one. Porkopolis, Queen City of the West. The City of Seven Hills, the Paris of America, the Blue Chip City. What is that? 740-383-9944.
I think if somebody called me from the Porkopolis of the world, I think I'd slap them.
Yeah, well, it's just Porkopolis sounds bad.
It does.
You know, earlier on, we had a question in regard to the Toys R Us jingle. And Adam called in, and he sang the Toys R Us jingle. Now, there's supposed to be somebody else calling in to sing the Toys R Us jingle. We're waiting for that, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, we're in Minneapolis.
Not Minneapolis.
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 You did say this is Ohio.
I did, but you know what? There's always a
Bob
few.
Bob was having a snore.
Right? Yeah, he might have been cooking lunch or something.
Yeah, Ohio trivia, this is.
Yes. Porkopolis, Queen City of the West, City of Seven Hills, Paris of America, the Blue Chip City. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, you've got it. Thank
very
you, Trish.
Good. You're a winner.
We got
again.
It.
Again.
Absolutely. All right. Yes. Charlene.
Charlene came in. Oh, my goodness. Is she
there
the one
you
with
go.
That jelly?
Enjoy.
Ooh, you're going to have to tell us whether that's good
you're going to have
not.
To call and tell us if that's good or not.
Two tickets to this?
Four tickets.
There's two here?
Two each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh
my.
Nah, you know what? I have a pair of tickets to the wilds if you'd rather have that. There you go.
You
can do a change out. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and playing.
That's yeah. nice about this place. People can come and get their
that's
prizes right.
right
off the street.
That's right. And Charlene, I can't wait to hear how that elderberry jelly
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that too.
Now, that was Trish again. Now I shut the book. We're in trouble now.
No.
We're in trouble now. All right. What were we talking about?
Ohio trivia.
I understand that. But
I'm trying to... Porkopolis.
Porkopolis.
Where is Porkopolis?
Oh, here we go. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Cincinnati, we got. Okay. The information capital of the world, the arch city, the buggy capital of the world. Here in Ohio, it's a city. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is the information capital of the world, the arch city, the buggy capital of the world. Trish is in twice and Ralph is in once.
I got the answer.
It's a city in Ohio. Does anybody know which city I'm talking about? Again, the information capital of the world, arch city, the buggy capital. Why the buggy capital of the world?
Well, you know, right here in Marion, we used to have a sulky a company that built sulkies, and excuse me, I got that coffee cut halfway down. So maybe they made buggies in this time.
Could have been. I don't know. Got about 20 minutes left before we're going to do our drawing here. You got to get in. Don't let Trish and Ralph monopolize the game here. Got to get some more winners here. This is Know Your Ohio Current Events. It is the information capital of the world, the arch city, the buggy capital of the world. Charlene, by the way, it was her niece who was supposed to come in and sing, or call in, and sing the Toys R Us song, which has not happened yet.
What happened?
I know. I know. We want to hear the Toys R Us song.
I don't remember it.
Adam called in and sang it. Hmm. I don't know if he's still out there listening. I don't know if he got the longer version. He sang the shorter version earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always good to hear. We like a little entertainment in our programs.
Very little.
It is very little entertainment. Just a dab. Information capital of the world, the arch city, the buggy capital of the world. What city in Ohio is that? 740-383-9944.
I would think Palo Alto would be disturbed that this city is called the Information City of...
Now, why would Palo Alto?
Because they have all the computer stuff and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, I think.
Well, I don't know.
Isn't that where Google came from?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is Silicon Valley?
Yeah, isn't that near Palo Alto?
Probably close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why out in California?
It's because they like fires.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They like wanted everything to catch on fire?
They get marshmallows out a lot.
Well, it's a...
Hot dogs.
It's an interesting place.
Yeah, it is.
That's for sure.
So far, my son is safe.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is the wine...
The wine hasn't boiled yet.
The wine
has
not...
That's the biggest problem. If the fire gets too close and it gets too hot, it can ruin the wine. Yeah.
What are you supposed to keep your wine at? What temperature?
60 degrees is what he has it at all the time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it chilled?
Yeah, because yesterday it was 102 in Ojai. So.
I see. Was that for us?
I think so. Hi.
If you just honked, if that was for us, give us a buzz. 740-383-9444.
Not while you're driving.
Well, we want to know if that was you, and we want to know if you know what the information capital of the world is, the Arch City, the buggy capital of the world. It's right here in Ohio. What city is that?
You know what? I was just... It honked twice, and there probably are two syllables in the name of the city.
Maybe.
Maybe.
See, I can't give those type of guesses.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than the dog, anything interesting going on?
We're still looking for the... I found my RV, but it was sold out from under me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Toledo.
Not Toledo. Good guess, though. Not Toledo.
That one at least is in Ohio.
Yes, I was in Toledo Friday night.
Yes, I saw that.
At Tony Paco's.
And sat under Mary Ellen's hot dog.
What are the odds?
Did they know?
I don't know.
Huh. Did you tell them you were from Marion?
Well, I was there when she signed the bun. We did.
Oh,
we broadcast that.
Got you.
But I don't know if they remember. That was 2 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Columbus.
You've got it right, Trish. Thank you.
Actually, I think that's three syllables, isn't it? Columbus.
See, yeah. You had guessed wrong.
Yes, I had. Well, I hadn't guessed wrong. That's the right name. I just
Trish is in three times now.
Holy cow, she's got better than average chance of winning.
Now, this should go quick.
Okay.
Rock and roll capital of the world. The
Las Vegas.
Pierogi capital of the world?
It's a sandwich. Pierogi.
Pierogi?
Pierogi.
Now, what's a pierogi?
Yeah, I think it's like a sausage, isn't it?
Is it?
Pierogi.
Pierogi.
Yeah.
Now, you've said three different things.
No, it's pierogi, I'm sure.
Pierogi, pierogi,
pierogi.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Go ahead, caller.
Cleveland,
you got it, Trish. You're in there.
Holy mackerel. I think we just got to give it to Trish.
Trish is in four times here. All right, how about this? The earthquake capital of Ohio.
Oh.
The earthquake capital of Ohio.
I don't know that one.
Go ahead. Well, okay, if you know the answer, the earthquake capital of Ohio.
My guess is it's up in the northeast, but I don't know that for a fact.
Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Also, do you know what happened over on 309 this morning by Harding High School? Near the 23, I guess it'd be the on-ramp, 740-383-9944.
They didn't have any pictures of me running naked around there, did they?
Were you doing that earlier? Is that what you did this morning before you came in here?
I had to get aired out a little.
Oh, my. We're talking about the what? Earthquake capital of Ohio.
That's kind
of
weird.
What city is that? 740-383-9944.
I'm from Indiana, and I've known the answer to all these questions, except I don't know that one at all.
You don't know the earthquake capital of the world?
It's not the earthquake capital of the world, is it? It's the earthquake
capital of Ohio.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the earthquake capital of the world is someplace in California or Japan. I'm not sure which.
Well, don't they get a lot of earthquakes in, Washington?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all along that San Andreas Fault.
That's right. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah. I know San Andreas Fault. Do I get a...
No, I don't think that's the answer to this question. We're looking for the earthquake capital of Ohio.
Wow. Hmm. That's a great
45
question.
Minutes past the hour. Maybe this... I wonder if it's Trish.
My guess is it is.
It might be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's an Ohio.
It is Anna, Ohio. Really? You have got it. What's your name, ma'am?
Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda, you're in. Thank you.
Where is Anna, Ohio?
Where in the world is Anna, Ohio?
I thought it would be in the northeast somewhere.
Here we go. The city center of the, or the clay center of the world.
Oh, I know where that is.
Does anybody know what city in Ohio is that? The clay center of the world. 740-383-9944.
Famous for their pottery.
We've got Ralph, Trish, and Brenda in now. Where is the clay center of the world, the Ohio City? 740-383-9944.
I had really never heard of Anna, Ohio as the earthquake.
Don't go there.
And it is not in the northeast. It's due west of us, almost straight west of us. Right,
it's a shaky area.
It is a shaky area.
It's a shaky area to be sure.
A lot of
sure.
shaky people around there.
Go ahead, caller.
Down by Claxton, Georgia.
Well, when a fruitcake falls off the shelf.
Hey, that was a nice nod to Where in the World is Carmen, San Diego.
That's good. You got it.
Yes. All right. Keep on rocking, you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know, every time a fruitcake falls off a shelf, a new fault line is created in the United States.
I can see that.
Did you know about that?
There was probably a movie made about that, wasn't there?
I bet there's a fault line from Anna, Ohio, right down to Claxton, Georgia. No doubt in my mind.
It would go right through, never mind.
Go ahead, caller.
Lancaster.
Not Lancaster. Good guess, though. We're looking for the clay center of the world. The clay center of the world. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the clay center of the world is? Go ahead, caller.
Roseville.
Not Roseville.
I was wrong.
No,
that's where I thought
not,
it was.
Not Roseville.
That's interesting.
All right. The clay center of the world. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the clay center of the world is?
It's got to be close to Roseville.
We're talking about the world here. Not Ohio. The clay center of the world.
I still think it's got to be close to Roseville.
Alrighty. Well, apparently that person went away. Oh, here they go. They're coming back. Let's see who we have on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Crooksville?
Crooksville?
Crooksville.
Not Crooksville.
We're shopping around the same area.
We're in the same area.
Yeah.
And not Crooksville.
And I've pulled it up on my phone, not the clay center of the world, but I pulled up Ohio Pottery, and there are three or four towns that could be.
We're looking for the clay center of the world. Where might that be located? All right, go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, is it Charleston?
Not Charleston. Not Charleston. Is there a Charleston, Ohio?
I didn't know there was. That isn't one of the three towns that I have listed here, but...
We're talking about the clay center of the world, a city here in Ohio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're waiting for you and the correct answer here. The clay city of... the world. The clay center of the world.
That makes all the difference.
Doesn't it? It just clears it right up. Now we want to know, but it is a city in Ohio.
Okay.
Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Perry County, Roseville, Ohio.
Not Roseville. Good guess, though.
Yeah, everybody's all in the same area.
They're all down there in Roseville.
Over there.
Over there in Roseville. Over to the left or over to the right?
Over to the right.
Over to the right.
Yeah.
The clay center of the world. That's what we want to know here.
There's a South Charleston, but not a Charleston.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it Clay Center, Ohio?
Not Clay Center, Ohio.
I don't know where that is.
I don't think that's a place, is it?
I don't know. There are a lot of wonderful bricks made down in Athens. But I don't think that's it.
Well, this is the clay center of the world, and it is a city or town or whatever you call that. Well,
okay.
What's it? A city, town?
It's a population thing. I think like 5,000 or above is city.
This is one of the 88, I would guess.
88 what?
Counties.
Oh, counties. Yes. Yeah.
The Clay... All right. Go ahead, caller.
Crooksville, Ohio.
Not Crooksville.
That's a great guess, because they have great pottery from Crooksville. Yeah.
Not Crooksville. Still looking for the Clay Center of the World. How about that?
Must not be in Google.
Must not be in Google. It's an elusive question here. The Clay Capital of not only of Ohio, but of the world. 51 minutes past the hour here. We got Trish, Brenda, and Ralph in the competition. Could be you too, by the way, if you can get in here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said Perry County?
Not Perry County.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope, not Perry.
And Google says it's in Wisconsin, so...
The Clay Center of the World is in Wisconsin?
No, the Global Clay. That when I typed in Clay Center of the World, it said Global Clay in Wisconsin.
Go ahead, caller.
Zanesville.
Not Zanesville.
And you're still in the same area. That's all. Those are great answers. It's got to be over in that area.
We just haven't hit the correct answer yet.
You're the only one that knows in the whole world, I think.
This is a book.
Yeah.
This is not Google or a printout. This is a book.
Yeah, that makes it definitely true.
Of course it does. It's the Clay Center of the World. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Ottawa?
Not Ottawa.
Ottawa.
No, it is not Ottawa.
Moving a little further west, trying to... put the pins in all the places in Ohio.
The Clay City of the World here in Ohio. Or as they say in southern Ohio, Ohio.
Not quite. But
well, I said earlier on, up here it's McDonald's. In southern Ohio, it's McDonald's.
Is it really?
Well, that's how I found it.
I pronounce it McDonald's. No, I do pronounce it McDonald's.
McDonald's.
No, I'm somewhere in the middle.
You're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Reliance?
What's that?
Reliance.
Reliance, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Reliance.
Not Reliance.
Not Reliance, Ohio.
Boy, we're getting a lot of good answers, but none of them are right.
No, the Clay, we're all going to learn this morning, the Clay Capital of the World.
South Bend, Indiana.
No, that's where the... Orville Redenbacher is.
No, no.
No, where was he at?
He was born in Brazil.
I thought you said he died in a bathtub.
That was in California.
Oh, darn. He didn't even die in the correct place. Go ahead, caller.
Marblehead?
Not Marblehead.
Huh.
No, not Marblehead. Clay Center of the World.
It's got to be down in that area.
Hope it's not next to the earthquake capital of Ohio.
Yeah, because then it would be a kind of shaky place. A
lot of broken dishes there. The Clay Center of the World.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
Not that I'm aware of.
I was touring, trying to set up hotels for the Army Field Band toward the end of my duty. Go ahead. Get the
phone. Let's take the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try East Liverpool.
Not East Liverpool.
That's in England.
Is it? That's where the Beatles came from.
Yeah, right.
The Beatles came from there.
The rich ones were from East Liverpool.
They hopped the pond.
Yeah. Now, anyway, I was in California back in the 71, when they had their huge earthquake out there. And we were trying to book the Army Field Band in out there. But we were up north, and it shook the heck out of us.
You got all shook up.
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead, caller.
Yerkesville in Tuscarora County.
You got it. Yerkesville is
really?
The Clay Center of the World. You got it. What's your name?
Pat.
Pat?
Mm-hmm.
P-A-T?
That's it.
Thank you, Pat.
Yerkesville.
Pat out there listening. Yerkesville. How about that? Pat comes in for the save.
Spell Yerkesville.
U-R I-C-H-S
C-H-S
V-I-L-L-E.
So all the people that have tried to Google this, go to Yerkesville.
Yerkesville, the Clay Center of the World.
Okay.
Right here in Ohio.
I'll be darned, that's kind of cool.
Here we go. Next one. The Y Bridge City. 740-383-9944. We've got Pat, Brenda, Trish, and Ralph in the competition with about 5 minutes left to go here. The Y Bridge City. 740-383-9944. And again, the prizes, we'll pick either Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, or the Wilds on this particular trip. Where is the Y Bridge City? What is the Y Bridge City? 740-383-9944.
For all our listeners, Yerkesville is south of Canton. And it's and south of Mineral City and not too far south.
Does it say it's the...
No, it doesn't.
Play City of the World?
No, it doesn't.
Go ahead, caller.
Youngstown?
Not Youngstown. Good guess.
But it's very near to one of my favorite towns. We used to have a female basketball player from this town. I just love the way it rolls off your tongue. Gnadenhütten.
Gnadenhütten. Gnadenhütten. German.
Yes.
German. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Zanesville.
Is this Brenda again?
Yes, it is.
All right, Brenda.
Excellent.
Got you in.
Excellent.
Thank you. Brenda's in again. The Y-Bridge City is Zanesville.
I'm going to have to Google that to find out why it's called the Y-Bridge City.
All right.
It must be a bridge that has Y's on it, right?
It could be. Okay, let's see here.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something else we can do really quick. Okay. Where is the Hot Air Balloon Festival?
Ooh.
It's usually held near July 4th weekend, so right about this time. I don't know if they had it this year. But what county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival? 740-383-9944. We've got Ralph and Trish and Brenda and Pat in this competition. And we're going to do this next hour, so come back next hour, and hopefully we'll have some more questions. But what county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival held in? Does anybody know this one? Go ahead, caller.
You say the county instead of the city?
Yeah, the county.
Union?
Not Union. Not Union County.
It's interesting. The Y-Bridge City, I looked it up in Google, and there aren't very many pictures of the bridge.
But it is a Y-Bridge.
I guess.
Maybe it just makes you go, why?
The pictures of the bridge are so small, yeah, you'd have to say, why is it called the Y-Bridge
City? Why is this the Y-Bridge City? What county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival? That's what we're looking for here. What county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival in? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's
Coshocton
County.
Not Coshocton.
Huh.
Not Coshocton. Is Coshocton a county?
I don't know. I thought it was a city.
I thought it was a city. Maybe I could be wrong.
Coshocton is a... I love that name, too. There are a lot of neat names in Ohio.
Where is the Hot Air Balloon Festival? What county? 740-383-9944. What county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival in? All righty. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that caller. Call back. 740-383-9944. Maybe this is the caller calling back. You never know from day to day. Go ahead, caller.
Mansfield?
Not Mansfield.
Maysville.
Not Marysville.
Maysville, she said.
Not Maysville.
Okay.
Are any of those
none
counties?
Of the above.
Counties.
Yeah.
Are they counties?
I don't know.
I don't think Mansfield's a county.
I don't know. Might be. I'm trying to see what county.
What county is the Hot Air Balloon Festival found in? 740-383-9944.
My stupid phone won't give boundary lines for the counties.
Trying to get this
Google
answer in here. County is the Hot Air Balloon Festival in? That's what we want to know. Well, caller, call back. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Union County?
Not Union County.
What happens to a hot air balloon when it comes down in the middle of somebody's very valuable cornfield and they smash a bunch of balloons and it gets dragged across the field?
Sue them. Sue them blind.
Cool.
Go ahead, caller.
Butler County?
Not Butler County.
Huh.
Not Butler County. Where is the Hot Air Balloon Festival? Hot air balloons fill the sky during Blank County's most unique annual festival, Balloon Fest. The event is typically held near the 4th of July weekend. What county is that? 740-383-9944.
I think you're running out of time.
I'll give you 10 seconds. One more call. One more call to tell us where the Balloon Fest is.
I'm looking it
what
up.
What county? 740-383-9944. And then we'll come back. You know what? We're going to come back on the other side and draw the winner and then do this again next hour. We'll draw another winner. So don't go far. Go ahead, caller.
Canton?
Not Canton. So guess what? We're going to break. We're going to get a winner. We'll come back with the winner. Stay tuned.
Mother Goose,
oh, what fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH